Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because it's all over. Even with the party fouls, it's all over. So please like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I will talk about them a little later, but let's get right into it. Couple things that have happened lately that are very interesting. And the first one is there was a bipartisan bill that was passed to give an extension to the child tax credits for people, plus give businesses deductions. Now, you can sit there and say, okay, I don't have a business. I don't have, you know, children living at home. But what they did, which was very interesting, was, you know, during 2021, they extended the child tax credit to where people could go out and basically get a check for 6 months. And they had it that it was, you know, up to $3,400, you know, per household. And they really raised it a lot. Well, that expired. And what they just did was they just extended it, but they made it $2,000, which is, you know, what it used to be. But they lowered the income threshold even lower so that everybody can get access to this. Now, you can sit there and say, well, how does that have to do anything with me, Dan? What's interesting is the money is coming from that Employee Retention Fund. Now, you've seen these commercials. If you are breathing, you turn on TV, hey, did you keep your employees during COVID? You could get $26,000 for doing that. Now, that program had so much fraud, it is anticipated that there are 20,000 businesses alone that have already been caught already doing fraud with this. So they lied about the number of employees. I mean, who didn't think they would not get caught for this? I don't understand that. Hey, let's make up fake employees and let's get a check for $26,000 for each one that we made up. That's what these people did, which is insane. Absolutely insane. So that's where the money's coming from. It's not increasing taxes. It's the money's already been set aside for these programs. So with that, they are going to give it to the child tax credit. Now, on the other side, for businesses, there's going to be deductions to write off research and development. And if you have any company, as far as taxes and the deductions that you're going to have, those are going to be extended too, that were set to expire in, you know, at the end of this year. So that's where this money is coming from. So they're not giving us new taxes for this. They're just taking it out of the left pocket and putting it in the right pocket. So fascinating stuff, to say the least. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Here's a few things with the economy that are important, okay? First one is the Fed has talked about lowering interest rates, and it's been all over the news. And oh yeah, they're gonna do it 6 times, 3 times, 2 times. Maybe it's gonna happen, maybe it's not gonna happen. Well, with quantitative tightening, there is problems right now when it comes to banking in general. And the Fed most likely won't lower interest rates in March, like they've talked about. Now, to go one step further with that, there's another story from Rafael Bostic, who is a Fed president. And he is sitting there saying that, listen, inflation's been such a seesaw. People have had such a difficult time with this that we don't see ourselves getting back to the 2% level. We're not even going to be anywhere near that 2% level anytime soon, and that people need to understand that there's going to be issues with this. So think about this. You're going to see interest rates, you know, probably not be lowered. You're still going to see the Fed do its, you know, stop the quantitative tightening that they talked about, and you're going to see inflation come back further. Now, here's the thing. They're talking about, you know, giving people this child tax credit and giving them extra money. Oh, but this is going to dramatically affect inflation. I don't think giving families an extra $2,000 is going to do it, but, you know, they can blame it on anything they want. But read his story, you know, below, because Mr. Bostic is talking about how bad this is, you know, right now, and how the average family is hurting. Now, another story from the New York Post also, which was kind of wild, is they were talking about how lots of birds out here at this park. about how the average family went out and what they bought a year ago, if they bought the exact same thing, that people are upset because it's $125 now compared to what it was a year ago when it was $100. I don't believe that, guys. I think it's much higher. But even at that, if things go up 25%, how can you be happy with, you know, the supply chain issues and everything that we've seen happen right now in the economy? And it's bad. It's bad all the way around. Now, you know, the other thing is, it's the economy, stupid. Why are so many, Gen Zers living with their parents? Well, they can't afford it. Can't afford to move out of their house. And that's what you're seeing more and more of, is that people don't have the money. And I saw a great video where somebody sent me talking about how, you know, you could go out and get a job. You could go out and rent a place and live on your own and have money left over at the end of the week. Well, now, not only is it difficult to find a job, but people are not making the money that they made before. So they just can't get ahead. And I see that too. I see that with businesses. I see it with companies. I see it with everything right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, this year in an election year, when they do things like this and give, you know, free money and free services and things like that. And this is bipartisan. So both sides are trying to do things. You got the child tax credit being given out. You've got business deductions as far as taxes being lowered. It's just a matter of time. It's going to be interesting to see what else they come up with. But I don't think that this is going to make a bit of difference. I think inflation's here to stay. I think that people need to get themselves ready for that and understand that this is not going to be good right now when it comes to purchasing anything. And any way that you can save money, save money. Do what you can do. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. With our soaring deficit and the problems with Washington, you're seeing the stock market start to falter. You need to look at getting yourself into gold and other precious metals with your retirement. The best place to do that is Patriot Gold Group. Contact them today at 888-330-1431 or use the link below. But find out how an IRA or 401k that's backed by precious metals can benefit you in your retirement. Take a look at it today, guys. All these experts have talked about gold going through the roof, and you're seeing the stock market become less and less stable as we get into 2024. Protect yourself today. Contact them, use the link below, or call them today, 888-330-1431. And let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. But look at what all these experts are saying. Look at what central banks are doing. They're buying gold as well. They must know something, okay? Contact Patriot Gold today. A judge in Boston just blocked the merger of JetBlue and Spirit Airlines. I like how, first of all, they called Spirit Airlines the ultra low discount airfare. Oh my God, is it? Guys, I flew Frontier and Spirit and just had a horrible time with both of them. It was awful. So a judge blocks it, saying that there's no competition and that this is unfair for, you know, the community. Now JetBlue, if you guys flown JetBlue, JetBlue is great. It's discount, but it's an absolute fantastic airline. So that's, you know, wild that they did that. Plus, you know, also there's a great story below about how the man that got in a fight with Mike Tyson was lipping off to Mike Tyson on a JetBlue flight. He got pummeled by Mike Tyson, for, you know, ain't so bad. And then Mike showed him that he was bad. And Mike pounded this guy, and that guy wants $450,000 for lipping off and getting beat up. So interesting to see if he'll get that. Now, the next thing, and this is relevant, you can sit there and say, well, didn't you just talk about that? No, this is new. Google is laying off 1,000 of its ad salespeople. And it's not because of AI. It's because they work in the large company division, large companies that advertise on Google. Those people are not selling as much. So they're getting rid of 1,000 people in that division. Guys, if this doesn't tell you a sign of the times, first of all, I think it's ridiculous that they blocked two airlines. I mean, maybe Spirit would then have better service if they merged with JetBlue. And for those of you, I mean, you guys write me, United's terrible, American Airlines, you know, everybody tells me, Delta sucks, Dan. You know, I mean, everybody always writes me whenever I talk about airlines. But you'd think that merging with somebody like that that has good customer service would help people. So that's interesting. But the Google thing is very, very interesting because read the story below. It's all the big companies that purchase ads on Google. They're getting rid of those people. And it's not AI related, which is what people are going to write me and say, but it has nothing to do with that because these people, you have to, you know, when you deal with a large company like a JetBlue and you're buying directly from Google, you're advertising, they're talking to somebody during that time. Let me know what you think about that. One thing that's funny is the use of corporate jets as I research the JetBlue and Spirit airline. Since 2021, corporate jet use by executives has gone up 50%. Oh, okay. So we're protecting the environment with each flight. I get a kick out of that because as companies try to save money, you know, it's funny. All you hear about is how people are cutting back and how business isn't as good, and you're seeing earnings, you know, it just one after another. Now, corporate jet use, it's up right now. Okay, you can't make that up. One thing I found that was pretty cool and fascinating is how much were the average price of a home the year you were born? And I found this from the 40s to the 80s. I assume everybody here was born between that time. And a great article about, you know, what home values were the year you were born. So great article there. Now, a couple things. Burger King has been in the news lately because they've had a lot of franchisees go bankrupt in, you know, around the country and some large, some small. Burger King wants to change its menu in remodel locations. So the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to buy one of their biggest franchisees that has over 1,000 locations, and they're just going to run them directly. Now, they said they will put millions of dollars into, you know, different locations, but they're spending $1 billion in 1,000 locations. So it's basically $1 million a location. So kind of fascinating, though, guys, that they're spending all this money and just getting rid of the franchisees. And it's just going to streamline everything, they said. And then, I don't know why I found this funny, but we talked about a party foul earlier. And there is a company called Party Fowl, and it's spelled F-O-W-L, like fowl, like bird. And they own Nashville Hot Chicken. And this is what's interesting about this, is that they said they cannot make money based on the economic growth that they've done. They did a forecast and thought that they were going to sell based on what their current locations were, and now they're going to go bankrupt. And in this business climate, they cannot budget, they cannot project where the food industry is going to be in the coming months. Read the article that's attached below because, I mean, it's terribly honest by the CEO of the company talking about how bad it is. And it is a party foul, you know, at this point. But one thing that's wild is that the hot chicken craze took off. And, you know, Nashville Hot Chicken was the name of the restaurant. That's going to go out of business. But they have locations that they say never took hold and people never appreciated and never went to. So nothing's worse. Think about this. You spend all this money to open up a restaurant and nobody shows up and it's just dead. And all you're doing is paying for food and food goes bad, paying for staff and okay, we'll give less hours. And to make chicken, think about this. I mean, it takes a lot of people to sit there and run a restaurant. Nobody wants to look at that, but you know that that's the case. So fascinating articles below. Hope you guys like this, just walking through a different park. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. And if you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. See you guys soon.